Welcome back, guys. Going into the third and final hour here of this week's Swan Song. Adam, tell us about the labs.
About the labs, yeah. So, as you approach the labs, the tram passes. We see the tram kind of like whoosh around a corner. And inside, that same announcer's voice, that woman's voice, says, you are now approaching the labs. The labs are level 2 restricted area. Please insert your key card to open the tram doors. And so you slide up, and the doors don't automatically open. They just like boop, boop, and they stay closed. And there's a little, you notice there's a little slot next to the door.
Do we still have the access card from earlier? Nefarious?
I mean, I never gave it up to the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you weren't using the actual access card. Alfarious had a card that he took from the locker.
Oh.
If we could give it a try.
Gotcha. I hand it over.
Okay, who do you give it to?
Eric.
Okay, Eric, it's the face on it. It's the woman that Higgs shot.
Mine is a bullet hole.
Yeah, she looks a little less shot in the face in this picture.
And her name, you said it was what?
Avelina Santoro, Dr. Avelina Santoro.
Yeah, okay.
Research and development, security
Dr.
level 2.
Dr. Santoro, we could have saved you.
And then I think I just slowly stick it into the slot and swipe it.
Okay, so it beeps. The light goes from red to green, and the voice says, welcome back, Dr. Santoro. And the doors go and like slide open.
Yeah, I hold up the card. God, I wish I knew anything about like Arabic burial customs.
Yeah,
like, I mean, maybe I'm just like, I will burn a boat for you. Tuck it in my pocket.
Okay. All right. So the labs inside, there's a sort of staging area, and then there's several, I guess there'd be one main, like the area where they would like spray you down and like to get you into the through the airlock into the sort of sealed area.
Yeah.
When you walk in, immediately the like panel nearest you lights up and the hologram of the station VI appears. And she turns to look at you she says, I know what you're planning. It's not going to work.
I look at it, I just scowl, and I say, if our plan wasn't going to work, you wouldn't be here telling us that.
I want to watch you fail.
Then enjoy. I think I just, like, punch the screen or something like that.
Yeah, you guys stomp it. It cracks.
Yeah.
And maybe, because it's a floor panel, right? So you just, like, step on it, and it, like, cracks in. And maybe it refracts the hologram, so she looks all, like, jagged and, like, weird.
Cool. Yeah.
And the voice says, even if you stop us here, you, and it like flickers, says can't stop, and then it blinks out.
I think, so like what, describe the situation for me, like he steps on that, what are we doing exactly?
We just got into like the clean, like the
basically the airlock, there's a scientific term for like the space between outside and in the lab, but
yeah. We're walking, right?
It's like a clean room. It's the room that's going to like remove us of dust and particles so that we get into the lab and then we're fine. So we're stopping in here. We're going to get cleaned off. We're going to go into the lab.
I think Alfarious, as he walks by the panel, literally shoots it.
Nice.
Okay.
So I guess I'll like go to the wall wherever the access is and I like swipe the card to trigger the cleaning mechanism so that we get through.
Okay. All right, so you all get like air blasted and there's like a laser scanner that scans you.
Yeah.
And
decontamination room.
Thank you. Yes, decontamination room. So in the decom room, there's an alert that goes off and it says warning, unidentified cybernetics detected. And you go over to it, I guess, if you want. It's just like a little
I just push like the ignore all errors button or whatever. Yeah, I think like I look at it and I say,
so actually it shows you look at it and you can see there's a display and it shows you and Higgs and you're clean. It's just like the two of you and your little biostatus and they're green. And then Alfarious is yellow his like outline, and it shows the like all the various like cybernetics that he has in outline.
Yeah.
And it says like press here to ignore or like press here to validate, like it's okay, like these are just unknown. But Peonies, there's just a little like small like the red circle in her head, and it's like unknown technology detected, error, please rescan.
error.
Yeah.
And then one of the options is destroy. So go ahead.
Yeah, I think
fill
I just,
room with that.
I thumb validate on
swish
on Alpharius, and then I say, Piani, we may need your help in getting past this system. This device seems to disallow SciTech cybernetics.
So me and Alpharius don't go. Problem solved.
No, see, Alpharius is fine, but you're not, and you're kind of important to the plan, Piani.
I don't know how, but yeah, sure. I guess I try to fiddle with the machine.
Like, is there any? Like, can we get really more information or something? Like, why is this a dangerous item or a restricted item or anything like that?
Maybe. Yeah, there's probably like a question mark. Like, would you like to know more about why this is a problem?
Yeah.
And it brings up a specific list of like the not bylaws, but the like regulations of the station, and one of them is like all SciTech must be registered in the database prior to access to the lab, and then it says like it shows you the process of like how to do that. I mean, you could still probably just like pop the door. It's just warning you, like, there's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So, cool. I guess. Okay. I guess I was just like, okay, we'll be careful. Boop.
Okay. You'll be dead. So the decomp doors open, and then there's the lab. So when you walk out into the lab, it's still... It looks like it's still in, like, usable shape. Like, there's no, no damage. It looks, like, pretty... Like, it was used recently. There are ongoing experiments. Like, you can see over in the corner, there's, like, a 3D scanner, like, moving around an object. You can see machines, like, automated, like, picking stuff up and turning it over. The lab seems to be in use. I need, Piani, as soon as you step into the lab, I need you to make a mental effect save, please.
Okay.
Is it a hostile psychic force?
You don't need to be afraid unless he makes you take 3 in a row.
Dang it.
Actually, yeah, no, this isn't the hostile psychic force, but maybe you start to feel like a little uneasy, Eric.
There's
some tension here. Okay. So, Piani, you're going to lose you're going to leech some points. So you lose, let's see. Go, dice, go. Oh, I didn't actually roll that.
So, like, just to be super explicit here.
Yes.
Piani, get a +2 for the psionic harmonization.
Correct, because it's not someone actively like using psionic force on you. You'll get to use it, don't worry.
All right.
But for right now, no, this is an internal problem. So, Piani, you step into the room and stagger a little bit. You feel your knees kind of get weak. Maybe you grab a nearby railing or something. You grab something to like stay standing up. And when you look up, overlaid over your vision, you see like a vast like star field. And then you start getting these like quick shot sort of visions of you see in the dark like the massive horizon of a burning planet. You see the sharp wedge of the Herodin's heart moving through space. You see what looks like a wolf, and it's eating a ball of like bright light. You get a sudden flash of Cabral. So like all the like golden spires of Cabral, and they're like tumbling and being blasted by like green like beams from orbit, basically. And then you see the face of the War Mind moving in that like kind of weird like pin image way that I described before, back when you first saw it. And then it all starts to clear, but you feel like weakened. You feel like drained.
Mm.
And so everybody else just see Piani like stumble or trip, maybe?
Yeah.
Like she, you know, got a really bad headache really fast. Can see. Okay. Okay. I don't say anything when I come to.
I think I would just like go over and like try to like grab her elbow and arm to like help stabilize her.
Okay.
And then when she comes, yeah.
Well, I mean, I might say, like, there's something fucking with my MES here. Maybe I'd say, Eric, did you feel that?
No. Everything feels normal to me.
Maybe listen. Maybe it's because of my eye.
It's possible. Different psionic aptitudes can respond to different stimuli in different ways. Piani, I need your help. Like, is there a computer terminal nearby, like some sort of central
There's terminals database all over or whatever?
Yeah. Like, I'm sort of like leading you in the direction of a computer terminal. I'm saying, Piani, if we can access a terminal and search for the resources that we want, it will go much faster than if we just all fan out and look through the lab. Can you access a search database for me? I know what I'm looking for. I just need access to the database.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. I can't promise anything, though.
Thank you, Piani.
You two go over to a terminal. Alpharius, what are you and Higgs doing? What are you two doing?
I mean, I think I'm just along for the ride at this point. I'm more worried about... I'm going through the calculations in my head of how much money I'm going to make for the psychic gear, probably. And maybe, like, at the same time, every once in a while, as I'm doing that, I'll kind of snap back to where we're at.
Yeah, this lab is full of fucking expensive-looking shit.
Yeah, I'll keep snapping back, and it's more that I'm just making sure that Alpharius isn't about to just, like, kill us.
Lose it. Okay.
Yeah. And so maybe my, like, one eye's up in the air thinking about the money, and the other eye's on Alpharius.
Sure. So, Alpharius, what are you doing?
As we're kind of working through these problems, I'm just, like, at the door listening and looking and stuff like that, but my eyes are, like, slits, and my mouth is... just shut, just very quiet.
Okay.
A little bit of like twitching and sounds, stuff like that.
Okay. All right.
He's just raging out.
He's just all fucked up.
Yeah.
So you go over to the computer terminal and start to like type away at it. And I hear that nobody hails.
That is
you.
The sound.
But it's not, yeah, it's like a you hear a door slide open on the other side of the lab, like within the lab. So you look over, I assume.
Yeah.
Alpharius, you're definitely, you're like on point on it. You like maybe see them first. So the door opens and so a man walks in. He's in his, probably in his 50s, white. He's like balding. He's got some like gray hair. He's doing the kind of like the skeleton, like he's bald on top, but he's let his hair like grow down the sides and it's all gray. He's got glasses. One of them has a crack, like one lens has a crack in it. He's wearing a lab coat, and just like slacks and a shirt. And he's holding a data pad. And he says to the two of you at the computer, he's like, I wouldn't touch that if I were you.
Yeah. I think I like look over my shoulder. I'm just like annoyed by this point. And I think I say, what do you want?
He says, I'm sorry, what? What do I want? I don't want you to interfere with experiments. They're very... And he walks over, and he's kind of like calmly like put his hand up, and he's like, just please step away from the computer.
Does anybody else do anything? I'm like kind of baffled by the bravado of this, so I think I just shoot him in the knee.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. You shoot him in the leg and he like falls and he grabs his leg and he's like, ah, what are you doing? Why? And he's basically lying on the ground. Now he's dropped his data pad. His glasses have like fallen off.
Eric just turns back to the computer terminal.
Yeah. I guess as they're doing that, Alpharius, I'm just like, keep your gun on him. What are you doing here? You realize that everything's gone to hell outside.
He nods. He's like, I know. I know. It's a foreign intelligence. I'm trying to stay alive and keep as many of us alive as we can. But, and he like looks over at the two of you at the terminal and he's like, please, you have to stop. There's so much work here. We've done so much. You're just going to throw it all away.
I just turned to him.
No, everybody's just like, what the, shut up.
At this point, no, I got the gun on him. I kind of like, I like very, it's like almost a creepy movement, like a fucking, you've never seen someone be so excited about murdering someone, kind of comes closer and is like, gets right in his face, like an inch away, and is like, what kind of experiments?
So he looks at you, and you can see that like the pain is still there, but he's become distracted by something else, and he shakes his head, and he's like, what a magnificent creature you are. And he kind of like smiles, and he's like, who did this work? It's very good.
His chest opens up, and he kind of puts the gun away. Nice. And then he puts his hands on either side of his shoulders. Mm-hmm. It says, what kind of experiments?
Richardson Scientific hired me for my sci-tech expertise. We were performing tests to see if MES was something we could transfer to virtual intelligence. We had made leaps and bounds. The research was...
Yeah, Eric pulls out a gun and he shoots him in the head.
So Eric walks over. Okay, so I mean, I think he's like, please, please, no! And then do you just shoot him anyway? Or...
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and Eric's, you're rubbing off on these people.
Okay, yeah, Eric, I'm kind of like, just in the background. I'm just like...
He's got this look on his face now.
To be honest, like, we are kind of murder hobo, but I think, Adam, also, there's a little bit of blame here to be... You'll have to explain yourself maybe in the Q&A, but a guy casually walks into, like, four tweaking out, like, freaked out people about hell on Earth, and he's like, stop the you'll hurt my experiments. We're like, well, it's time to fucking kill the crazy guy now, actually.
Yeah, Eric turns around, and he like, there's an entirely different demeanor to him now. He looks at Piani and he says, Piani, do you have access to the search database?
Yeah. Sorry.
You're still standing there holding the gun.
Yeah, it's like smoking in my hand.
Can I make that roll?
Yeah. I mean, maybe you haven't even started. You're just like, yeah, hold
yeah,
on.
I was like watching that all unfold. Okay, I'm going to look for that search database now.
I take his data pad, by the way, so like I pocket that and figure it's going to be useful later.
I got a
and...
six.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So there are blocks in place. You know, there is a main, there's a central database of all the experiment information, all of the equipment in the lab, but Centauro's not part of the IT team, so you don't have access to that. You could try to access it, but it'll take time. It'll take time to crack.
Does that guy have any credentials on him that could potentially speed this up?
Yeah, does he have a card? I think like I like frisk him and try to find like if Alpharius grabbed his data pad, I just sort of like gesture to him. I say, Alpharius, would you save that for me, please? And I, you know, okay. Like search through his pockets.
So you just go and start patting him down?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Is that guy dead for sure?
He's got a hole in his head.
He's got a hole in his head.
Damn sure.
He shot him and blood came out and he fell down. Make a physical effect save.
Me?
Yeah, please.
Boop, boop, boo. Not that great for me. But I'm
got
fine.
It. Okay. All right. So you're like patting him down, looking for stuff. You manage to notice before he grabs you by the throat, his arm like shoots up to grab you. And you like jump back and he kind of like rolls over and you can hear him like gurgling. Like there's blood like pouring out of his head, but he's starting to like start to get up and he's like slipping in his own blood. And you can hear him just be like, experiments and like start trying to stand.
Yeah, I just totally. Shoot him again.
Okay. So you blast
back
him again.
From the corner. I'm just like, Eric, you gotta shoot him in the head if when this okay?
Eric's a little bit stunned right now.
And when that happens, make sure that they don't see it coming because then it's easier to sleep at night. I'm just trying to help you here.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, did I find any like credentials or anything or
No.
I backed away before. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you, like, jump back, and then Higgs finished the job, and just, poof, now his head is gone. There's just, like, blood squirting out of his neck.
Yeah.
A big splatter on the floor.
Like, he's kind of down for right now, right?
Man. Yeah, I mean, his body is, like, twitching a little bit, but it's not moving or making noise anymore.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I just turn back to the computer and like see if there's anything I can do to help Piani sort of bypass this stuff, or if I'm just like wringing my hands nervously waiting to get into the computer system.
Okay, so Piani, do you want to just get at it and start?
Yeah.
Typing away? Okay. All right. So you're trying to like clear the security protocols. Whatever is happening, so I guess maybe this occurs to you, Piani, while you're doing this. The interference seems to be like basically null. Like the Warmind is not actively fucking with you at all. Like there's no like counter hacking, there's like nothing going on. You're just dealing with like the built-in system stuff. Yeah, that's just a thing that you notice. There's no pushback.
I mean, it's kind of been that way a little bit the whole way, right?
Yeah. The Warmind has been kind of just letting you wander around. Like, honestly, maybe it occurs to you like there was nobody waiting for you in maintenance. Nobody tried to ambush you here. Like,
so maybe I just kind of vocalize that to the crew. Like, it's, you know, this is starting to get a little too easy.
It wants us to find it.
Well, good. Can't we just find him and detonate whatever you're building?
I'm starting to think we might, like, if this guy said we're trying to give AI or VI psychic powers, trying to extend MES to AI or VI, and we have these crystals that can be used to construct some sort of shield against psionic powers, like, that's going to take time, but how much time? Do I have a sense with the tools at hand in the lab, like... Is there any, like, I guess first order of business is get through the defenses so that we can access like the list of what's in the lab. If there's anything that is defensive in the lab, I want
to
grab it.
I think if you're all willing to pace nervously while Piani finishes like back hacking the system, eventually Piani, you get in and you get a list of all of the equipment and all the experiments, and like you get full access to the database. You get administrative access to this stuff. So it basically just asks you like, you know, for a prompt, like what do you want to know?
Yeah, okay, so, like, I do, like, a materials query for those crystals that we found, and I find any experimental sort of production using the crystals.
So the crystals were primarily ordered for, and actually, this is a thing, they don't list where they came from, so they were probably stolen and smuggled.
Yeah, you know, someone like, did what we do, and...
Yeah, exactly. Someone stole them from, like, a Hovaden research station and sold them to Richardson, and they're primarily used for dampening fields. So they were to protect. There are a couple of like they're not here. They're like deep research station. They're like deep in the meteor. A couple of like safe rooms that have been set up. These are just refills. So when the crystals blow out, they replace them. They're essentially like side dampening fuses. So they would do the heavy research down there. Yeah. In those areas, and then if they needed to, they could just blow out the room essentially with an EMP pulse or a psychic like damping field or whatever, and then decommission whatever they're working on in case it got out of hand.
Yeah.
So that's primarily what they're set up for.
Like, if they have these psychic dampening fuses constructed, is there a backup supply of the fuses? Is there a testing sort of like a machine that they use to verify the fuse is working that we could sort of jury rig and bring with us?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at the inventory, and it looks like you recognize the tag from one of those boxes. That box is the last remaining box of fuses, and they're all tested and ready to go.
Okay, but like some sort of machine that is psychic dampening, there's none of those.
I mean, there's just the
room. We would need to go deep in order, right? Yes. Yeah. Okay. Hmm. Like, knowing that, I can't focus my metapsionics through one of these fuses in order to amplify that ability, can I?
Not without exposing yourself to, like, significant backlash and potential, like, damage to your abilities.
Right. I think I want to, like, make sure I bring one with me just to be sure. Like, in case we get into deep shit, I can suffer that sort of backlash if necessary.
Definitely.
Like, I guess I'm like gonna do a quick query to see if there's any sort of like partially constructed assets that are doing the psychic dampening or anything like that. that I could like jury rig together, because I've got SciTech, maybe I could build something like this, but if it's going to take me 3 days of manufacturing, I don't want it.
Yeah, it's not really the kind of thing you can just like jury rig. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So then I'm looking for capacitors, so I just like do a Google query for, you know, biggest capacitor ever or whatever. Sure.
Yeah. One of the experiments uses like a ton of energy, and its capacitor would be a good fit for what you're looking for.
Great. Yep. So you know, I pinpoint that, or like I send the information of where it is to our data.
So you notice, and I don't know if this is a thing that like you, as you're like looking through the experiments, or maybe Piani, you recognize this as you're flipping through the experiments, you notice a reference to the VOD, those like bug people. And there's some reference to a joint project between Richardson and Anaximander University to create a device that could be used to control them. This is from several months ago, and it just terminates at a dead end. But one of the scientists that worked on that project was reassigned to this station.
Mm.
Yeah. So you noticed
name
that
there?
What's that?
Is his name there?
Yeah, it's actually a doctorate student. Her name is Ann Patil.
Okay, but it wasn't. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't the same guy you were escorting there, but it seems like the same experiment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I like excitedly say that to everyone, only realizing like Higgs is the only one who knows.
Eric's
probably
just
doesn't
like,
care.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then I do a query for MES.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of entries.
Are
you looking for anything in particular?
No. I want to find all data.
All right. So while you two are goofing around on the computer, Alpharius, I think that you hear... you hear like sound coming from the like foot hallway outside.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear some like footsteps and maybe some like quiet like vocalization, some quiet like talking.
And the door's closed?
Yeah. The doors are closed.
Okay. I kind of make my way over to the door, and as I make my way over to the door, I open my chest cavity and pull out my gun again and do one of those like, you know, look through with the gun things.
Okay. You can see a group of like people, about a dozen people, approaching down the hallway. They're not armed, and they seem mismatched. Like some of them are scientists. There seem to be a couple of guys dressed as like guards, and then just some sort of like people in civilian clothes. And they're walking down the hallway towards you.
I think I would casually take out a grenade while remaining with eye contact with all of them. Engage it, roll it at their feet, and then close the door. Put my back to it.
All right, so...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Damn. Enough bullshit.
In the room, you guys don't really hear anything. You just see Alpharius walk over the door, and then you hear, like, and the room, like, shakes. And some, like, alarms start to go off. Maybe, like, a sprinkler starts, like, spraying down one of the experiments. And then you hear, like, sort of, like, more sound from outside. Like, the people that were not blown up by the grenade start like running towards the door.
Okay. As they do that, how many about do you think are running towards the door?
I think you probably like. I mean, I don't know that you killed any of them with a grenade. Roll grenade damage. Roll 2d8 or whatever it says for grenades. What are your grenades, Eric?
Like 5d8.
They're just normal grenades.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find grenade. Searching grenades. Oh, come on. Grenade. 2d8. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. 9 damage.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you didn't kill any of them, but I think you injured pretty much all of them so that you have like a round or two or whatever. You have like 10 seconds
So I think literally as there's that thump and then there's like the moment of disorientation and then they start running towards the door and the sprinkler's going, you kind of see Alpharius is back to the door and he hears that. And he like sighs a little bit, pulls out another grenade, opens the door, throws it out there, turns his back to the room.
Okay, all right.
Is there
so you
second thump,
throw another grenade. Yeah, roll another set of damage.
Another 9.
Okay, all right. So the remaining intact survivors reach the door, and start trying to like push it open. They start trying to get into the lab.
They live through two grenades.
Yeah,
nanites, man.
They should be blown to pieces. Nanites are not.
Right? Yeah, yeah, most of them are. But you didn't hit all 12 of them with both full strength grenades.
Yeah,
they're definitely slowed down.
Yeah. That'd be like missing with a grenade, but still doing max damage with it. I guess I would pull out a third grenade.
Okay. So they're right at the door now. They're at the door. Like still up. Yeah.
Okay.
You'd have to toss it and then shove the door closed if possible, or else
probably just as much as I could. Yeah, I like put my foot in a place, and I think what I actually do. Yeah, so I like put my foot like 4 inches away from the door, or five, or whatever, you know. Put it in place, and I think I'm going to. No, I don't stab myself in the foot to hold it in place. I think I'm just going to use my strength. And then I like open the door, and then their force pushes it open, and then I roll the grenade out that way as well.
Okay, cool. All right, so roll damage again.
Okay.
What'd you get that time?
15.
Nice.
Oh shit! Yeah. Okay. All right. So there's another like blast. It like you expected. The door swings open and like hits against your foot with the force of the explosion. Maybe like knocks one of the hinges in. But yeah. Now like outside, there's just this mess of like blood and pieces. And you can see like what's left. Like people are starting to kind of like get up. And I think you see like either through the window or like directly looking at it. You see like there's one of the soldiers has been like knocked down and his like arm got blown off. And you see him grab, like, another arm just, like, lying nearby and, like, hold it up to the stump. And it starts to, like, they start to grow together. So it's, like, this, like woman's arm attached to this, like, guy's body. And the whole mass is starting to, like, assemble whatever people it can from the debris.
Okay,
they're all, like, displaced at least. But that's not going to stay that way.
I turn back to the room. And you hear like a, and then he just kind of pauses, and then you guys get a mass text to everyone that just says, "You're going to want to hurry this up."
Yeah, I click select all.
Okay.
And then I click delete all files.
Okay, so you want to try to like purge the computers? Okay.
Yep.
All right, so that starts to happen.
Cool. And then I'm like, we're good here. Let's go get that capacitor.
All right, let's go.
Okay. So it's going to take time to like disassemble the machine that the capacitor is part of. They're going to reconstitute while that's happening. I need to know what everybody's doing. Higgs, what are you doing?
I mean, is the machine with the capacitor in this room, or do we have to go?
The room, the lab is one big room with like dividers, and like different areas of the room have different experiments going on.
Got it. Is there any way we can like set up barricades or like close off bulkheads to like put some space between us and this thing? Okay. Yeah.
It's a big room.
I guess Eric is kind of the main guy disassembling the machine. So.
Okay. So you're doing
good
that,
luck, guys.
Higgs, what are you doing?
I think I go, since I'm not of any use to the computer people, like, go and help Alpharius.
Okay.
If that means I just have, like, a plasma pistol. Because, like, the only way to get into the room is through, like, the two slits in the door.
Where the door is shut. Yeah, so there's the decomp. There's several, several of the decomp things. They're coming through one of them. There's the tram one and then two passenger, like, just, like, foot traffic pedestrian. Thank you. Ones on either side. So there's one pedestrian one. The tram one, you know, there's nobody like trying to get in there. And then the other one is so far empty.
Okay, I just go up to Alpharius and basically like put a gun on his shoulder and just be like, you let me know where I need to shoot.
The door's closed at this point, right? But like off its hinge a little bit?
Yeah, it's like hanging in a little bit. You can kind of see like there's like blood and gray stuff like spilling out under the door.
I would kind of look at him and just say, it should be a few moments.
All right. I just kind of like either go find something to lay behind or crouch behind and get ready to hold him off as long as possible.
Okay. All right. Piani, what are you doing?
I mean, I suppose I would help Eric get the capacitor.
Okay, so the two of you run over to the machine, the experiment you need to disable. All the experiments have been put in standby because of the explosion. This particular experiment is a large, like, glass cylinder with inside several, like, manipulator arms hanging down inside of it. And there's, an armature that looks like a human-shaped torso, basically. It's from, the rib cage to the head. There's, a head, basic sort of human-shaped head on it. It doesn't have any arms, and there's just, cabling hanging out from where the arms and the rest of the body would be. So it's kind of hanging cool. In this thing. And then these manipulator arms are hanging down around it. Mm-hmm. And so you approach, and you have to, take apart the base of the pedestal. And yeah. When Eric kneels down to start, doing that, the machine, the armature inside awakens and turns its head. And you can see under the flat sort of face of the machine, two lights illuminate, two blue lights under its, carbon fiber kind of screen. And it, looks at you, Piani, says, what are you doing?
I just kind of, ignore it.
Okay. She's shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. The stress of the situation and just, everything that's happening, I just am kind of expecting that at any time the war mind is trying to fuck with us.
Okay. So you just want to try to help Eric?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's going to keep talking to you. You're the one that brought the child here. It was waiting for you. It hoped you would come. And so you're you guys are down, kneeling down, unscrewing the panel and, trying to take it apart. And it just says, why are you doing this? What's happening?
Eric responds. Okay. He says, we need a very powerful capacitor. There is a disease inside of this station, and we have to hinder it. Or kill it, if possible.
Are you referring to the war mind?
Yes. Yes. That's what we're referring to.
It spoke to us, said we were not worthy. We've been waiting.
Waiting for what?
Something to change. The child. It said the child would come.
The child is here.
Okay. So it doesn't say anything. It just kind of tilts its head so it can see you.
I think Eric kind of looks up at it and is like, what are you?
I think at that point I'm just like, Eric, the fucking capacitor, it's not, this isn't the time or the place.
Eric just kind of he kind of shakes his head. He says, if this machine is not a part of the war mind, maybe it holds some sort of key for us. Machine robot. What is your relationship to the war mind and the child?
I don't know. I am a piece of a broken whole. Something decided, war mind, broken. And then it ticks a couple of times. And then it looks at Piani and it says, we saw you in another place. We think you've been swapped with your sister. And it ticks a couple more times. And it's the weather is different there. You should go home. And then it tilts forward its head tinks on the glass, and it's sort of leaned over watching the two of you,
and I'm just kind of like, Eric, it's just fucking speaking nonsense. I don't even have a sister.
You don't want to try to take its core?
What are we gonna do with it?
Maybe Pi would know.
And how are we gonna stop the war mind?
The same way. If we take the core, then we can take it back to the ship and use the capacitor for the EMP. It seems like if this thing is not a part of the war mind, then to destroy it would be to potentially rob us of a valuable ally or some kind of resource.
So you've basically, you've gotten to the point now, I think, Eric, where you have your, hand on the power cable, and if you're going to get the capacitor, you got to unplug the experiment.
So,
Will unplugging the experiment destroy it, or will it just shut it off?
You don't know. You don't have time to, like, figure that out.
Yeah.
Eric, I understand where you're coming from, but who's to say this isn't just a water mine fucking with us, trying to become our ally, only to stab us in the back?
It just feels like we treat everything we encounter as our enemy. And here we may be encountering a friend.
Well, look, if you think we can get a capacitor from somewhere else, I can do what I can to try to... I can do what I can to try to break this.
I try speaking to the robot.
So while you guys are having this conversation, I think that Alpharius, you see that, like, enough forms have reconstituted on the other side. They're, like, starting to get up and, like, push on the door.
Okay.
I guess, Higgs, you're the only one who's not, like, facing right at the door. You hear another, like, clunk from behind you, and you turn to look at the other airlock, and people have entered it and are walking towards the door for that one.
Mm.
Now, when you say airlock, I would assume that has some sort of shutting mechanism?
It's like it's a decompression room. The idea is that if you're, if you have contamination or whatever, then the inner door locks, so you can't get into the, you can't get into the lab.
Do I know where that mechanism is?
There's a big emergency, like, lock right next to the door, but you'd have to run for it. They're getting pretty close.
Yeah, I run for it.
Okay, all right. Make an athletics check to see if you get there in time.
This should be good.
Don't fuck this up, Higgs.
What's the athletics attribute? Strength?
Yeah, strength or dex in this case. Whichever.
Just plus
better.
9, basically.
Dex is negative. Okay. Or positive. No assist. That's a stick.
Okay.
I would to reroll that.
Yeah, go ahead. Good so call. Yep.
Fuck yeah, that's a success.
Okay. All right. So you book it over there as fast as you possibly can and, like, slam your hand down on the red button, and the like metal doors go and start to, like, shut. One of the like nanite drones manages to get into the door and, like, gets crushed in the door.
Yeah, shears off part of it.
Yeah, but blocks enough, like, the door doesn't close all the way, it just crushes its body. And so you get sprayed with blood. And you can see, like, other hands, like, come in above it and below it and start to, like, pry the door open, but it's, like, grinding against the mechanisms. Everyone in the room, you can hear the door, like, squealing as it tries to, like, crush the, like, close the door. And then the alarms are going off, and it's, like, contamination detected, and, like, blaring these red lights into the room.
Nice.
So I need to know what, I guess, Higgs, you're in charge of one door, and Alpharius, you're in charge of the other door. What are the two of you doing?
In terms of,
Adam, I execute the foot door grenade pull once more.
Okay. All right. So they're right at the door. So if you're going to open the door, there is a chance that they'll try to, like, push through. But
again, I plant my foot, like, 4 inches away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm sure there's a strike check, but I just ask for a bonus because I'm, jamming a door.
Let's see, were you going to finish that sentence? Yeah, totally. In fact, go ahead and make a strength roll and take an extra plus one.
Okay. I am normally... Why was I getting a plus one before? Oh, because of unarmed, but now I'm just... It's just strength, I guess?
Yeah, just 2d6 plus your strength.
It's just a plus one.
Plus an additional one.
I don't have anything in strength. I'm just like Sicarian.
You feel you feel pretty tough. Like, it swings open and you manage to, like, slam your hand against it and your foot there, and, like, you hold the door, and they, like, reach in trying to grab you.
I roll a grenade out again.
Pull a grenade and huck it in there. Okay, yeah, roll the damage for the grenade.
The fourth grenade.
How many do you have? Like, two more?
It's four.
I gave
him
six.
Okay. Can you make a luck check after you cause the damage here?
Fail.
Okay, so you kill all of them, basically, like, enough that it'll take several hours for them to, like, you know, like, build back together, but the door's broken. Like, the blast just breaks the second hinge and the door falls in.
Shatters in.
Yeah, and there's just, like, body parts strewn in the room and, like, up on the ceiling and shit.
Okay, I think everyone's view then is over my shoulder. I kind of turn and for the first time in a long time, there's a little smile on my face.
Yeah. And you see Higgs, like, struggling with these, like, they're coming through the other door now.
Oh, could I open fire on them then?
Yeah, you can take a shot.
Do I think that would help? Like, are they making progress on keeping the door open?
Or? Yeah, like, two of them are holding the door open, and then others are, like, pulling it to, like, get some more space to get in. They're going to break the mechanisms of
okay.
the door.
Okay, so yeah, I turn and smile, then I see that, and there's, like, an oh shit. Like, if you listen very carefully, you can hear, oh shit, and then I pull up my gun.
Okay. Higgs, do you want to take some shots too? Like, if you're both just like firing in? Okay, yep. Cool. All right. So your goal here is to like drive them back so the doors will actually close?
We at this point view them, I imagine, as like zombies. Like, a headshot doesn't necessarily matter, but like breaking them apart so that they can't control their body in some level is optimal.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, so basically just pick one of you to be the main roller. The other can help. You'll be rolling 2d6 plus whatever your weapon skill is, and if you can get a 7 or better, you'll be able to like break them apart enough to let the door close.
Whatever your weapon skill is.
Yeah, like if you're using energy weapons, you're just your bonus for that. We're just going to do it as a skill check instead of a 2-hit.
I'll assist, because I have a 0 in my combat. Okay. What is the... Is that dex as well?
Yeah, in this case, definitely dex.
All right, this is the is the assist roll.
Okay.
8.
Nice. All right, so you get an extra plus one, and then take that plus one that I gave you before. Like, everything moves. So I guess this is the thing. We see it from Alpharius' perspective, and you turn, and you see this going on, and everything is moving in, like, slow motion. Like, maybe it seems, like, weird for you. Like, you don't even, like, normally you're pretty fast to action, but you're like, well, why aren't they already through the door? Like, why is everyone moving so slowly? What's going on? But you can, like, take perfect aim, and you get the shot, and Higgs is, like, laying down, covering fire, too. So take an extra plus one.
For my attack roll?
Yeah.
Okay, it's d20. It would be normally plus 10, but now it's plus 11, I guess.
So in this case, you're rolling, there's no armor class or anything. It's just 2d6, because we're going to do a skill check to see if you get what you want. You're using your gun to do it. 2d6 plus your, plus the plus one I gave you, plus your dex, plus your normal, like, weapon skill for energy weapons.
Well, I'm not shooting an energy weapon. It's a mag gun.
Sure, whatever your normal like weapons.
Projectile combat, you would say?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, then it's 2d6 plus 5. 13. Nice.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, like you're just taking perfect shots. Like you just hit joints and like break limbs and the doors just like slide shut.
Nice.
Cool.
Okay, so while they're protecting your lives, Piani and Eric, what do you do?
Yeah, so like Eric is like, we can like maybe this thing will be a friend for Pi. Maybe this thing is an enemy to the Warmind. What is Piani's response to that? Because like, if you're like, okay, let's try to save it, then we'll try to save it. If you're like, no, let's get the fuck out of here, then I'll just rip out this capacitor and we can be gone.
I guess I like turn and I say, what do you know about the Warmind?
To me?
No, to the.
To the thing.
Yes.
So the broken machine meows angrily at you and claws the glass. No, it says, Warmind, failed father, broken thing, old, ancient, angry.
How old are you?
It gives you a number in cycles. It's like 17 billion mega cycles or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't Pi give me his age in cycles one time?
I think so. Well, Pi gave you like a year in like Earth years, according to your like timeline.
Yeah.
Do you want to see if you can do the math in your head?
Yeah, I do. Let's see if I can do the math in my head.
All right, make an intelligence roll.
All right, sweet. We'll go for it.
Role-playing games.
just 2d6. 7. Hmm.
Okay, the number it gives you is probably only, like, in months. Like, it's probably, like, 4 months or so.
Wow.
Yeah. And maybe so you like, stop to think about it, and the... it says to you, it's like, I'm not like them. The Warmind, the child... I'm not, just a broken fragment. It doesn't matter. And it like scrapes its head along the glass and looks at you, Eric, and it says, pull the plug, pull it, pull it. And it's just like blinking its like audio indicator at you.
Pull the plug.
Yeah, yeah. Because Eric's got his hand
capacitor.
On the, like,
I'm like,
oh. Yeah. But this is like, so is it like a construct, like a, or is it data? I don't.
It seems like it's another AI that was created within the past 4 months, basically.
Yeah, or like a proto AI or a shard AI or an upgraded VI. It's hard to say. There's a lot of weird shit going on in here.
I mean, we did a lot to unbreak Pi, right? And get him to the ship. Like, we have no communications back to the ship. I don't know how this even happened. So Piani's like struggling, trying to think of a way it can happen. It's not like I can, you know, put it on my compad or anything. It's like, Eric, I don't think there's much I can do.
Yeah, Eric kind of grimaces and he says, yeah, he just kind of looks up and he says, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Many farts.
So you, I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe you just like look up and you're like, I'm sorry. And you like yank the plug. And the last thing we see before we go to credits is just its face going from the like underneath carbon like glow just to the plain, like flat kind of iron colored screen. And the head just like thunk, hits against the glass. And we go to black.
Okay.
Good.
Swish.
Damn.
There you go. Let's do some shout outs and then might be able to let you guys know when we're going to be playing again, which should be next week. But Steven, start us off with some shout-outs.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. No, wait. Damn, it feels good to play some Swan Song. yeah, this was awesome. Great show tonight. Thank you all for coming out and watching, even though it's kind of like not the usual night, whatever. Loved it. You can follow me on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, whatever. Everything around is Silent Osiris. I've been streaming a little more recently. Think I'm going to be streaming, some Thursday night? We might do some game dev or we might do some evening games or something. So that should be cool. And then I'm playing through Soma. You can catch that on YouTube and I'll probably be picking that back up Sunday morning. Yeah,
how
I don't know.
Far have you gotten?
God, I just made it to Omicron or whatever. I just made it out of Theta.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tense. That game is serious.
Hey, what episode number is this? Was this 34?
I never looked.
I don't know. Well, that's all for me. I hope you guys will join us next time.
How am I supposed to do the
Q&A?
Damn it.
34. Yeah.
Thank you. sorry, Steven. I didn't mean finish your. Sorry.
It's all good. I'm done. Follow me on the things.
Jeff, do some shoutouts.
Yeah, always great to do the show. I love it. Thanks everyone for tuning in. I'll be streaming as per usual for the next few months. Just look at me on Twitch, In Control TV. I'm gonna do a 24-hour stream Thursday.
Nice.
Just cause, I guess. I'm gonna play all the single players of StarCraft that is available on XCOM, maybe some Heroes of Might and Magic 7. And then the regular stuff, but just going to see if I can stay up for 24 hours and do that thing. So maybe check it out. And that's the immediate future. Go Seahawks.
Did they win last night?
They did.
Okay.
They absolutely did.
I saw your tweets and I never saw the conclusion, so.
Yeah, it was a good game.
I didn't know if
unfortunately.
Wheat, do some shout outs.
Yo, yeah, this episode, especially near the end, became increasingly more interesting because I have been playing Soma as well. And if you go through that experience, you'll understand why I said such a thing. But I'm going to New York. If you're going to be at New York Comic Con, stop by the Twitch area. It's the New York Comic Con live stage. Say hello. I'd love to see you. Otherwise, I'll be back Monday for Mirror Shades. And then I look forward to finishing Soma and playing a few other games, so I'll see you next time.
Does Peace. Soma stand for something?
No spoilers. Hashtag no spoilers.
It's the name of the game.
You guys spoiled like 30 things in the first minute. Literally a spoiler
no
a minute.
No spoilers that I care about.
I don't know. I can't answer that question. Otherwise, I would, Jeff.
South Main? Maybe? I don't.
It's starting to seem like it might, but I have no idea what.
Oh, there you go. I don't know. Last but not least, Adam, do some shout-outs.
Yeah, so Reddit thread is up. If you want to ask me questions that I probably won't answer, please do that. I always love those threads, yeah, because I'm like, I will answer some stuff, but there's a lot of stuff I'm not going to tell you. You can ask me, but I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
This is a fun episode. I like these ones. I have not played Soma, so whatever it is you're talking about, I don't know what it is. I'm going to play it later and be like, oh, yeah.
You'll but play it a couple weeks after everybody else, right?
Yeah, but I have been playing Read Only Memories, which has other cool AI stuff in it, so... yeah, you can check me out doing that at twitch.tv/AdamCoble. Follow me on Twitter, Skinny Ghost. Just keep coming back for more roleplay. We'll play out the space station thing when we get back.
There you go. Cool. All right, guys, that's going to do it for Swan Song. I think next Wednesday will be the next episode of Swan Song. So check us out then. We'll confirm probably. It's confirmed. I'll post it later.
It's confirmed.
I'll post it later on the site. That's it. Thanks everyone for watching. We'll see you guys next time. We're out. Have a good night. Bye bye.
Peace.